It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau at the Tech de Monterrey in Mexico City. And one of the things people are talking about here in Mexico is gasoline. This year got started with violent street protests across the country when the government lifted subsidies on gas. It was part of a broad set of reforms to open up markets to foreign investment that have been underway here since 2013. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd went to one very busy street corner to see just how significant those changes have been.
You know, to be honest, this street is nothing special because it's packed with cars, it's packed with traffic, just like you'd expect in Mexico City, where 21 million people live in the metro area. But where I am right now is significant. There's a brand new gas station just to my left. It just opened. And in the United States, you wouldn't bat an eye if you drove by this gas station. But here in Mexico, which has closed off foreign investment in the oil and gas industry for generations, it is significant. Because on the sign that is rising above this gas station, there are two green letters. BP. British Petroleum.
It is symbolic for us, BP, because it's certainly our first.
This is BP's Alvaro Granada. I met him in a decidedly more serene setting across town, inside a skyscraper at the company's Mexican headquarters.
You could argue it has a symbolic meaning for the industry as such, because it's the first site that international oil company opens in the country.
And that wouldn't have happened without the historic reforms that led to deregulation of Mexico's oil industry.
Absolutely correct. So this new site opening is just the beginning of what for us, BP, is going to be a long-term investment process to open 1,500 sites. That's sort of what we are trying to do. And for that to happen, that the reform has been a paramount element in us making this investment decision.
Energy reform has been a long time coming. Since the 1930s, the state-owned oil company Pemex controlled every oil field in Mexico to protect its national treasure from outsiders. The monopoly began to break just a few years ago when President Enrique Peña Nieto opened the door to foreign investment. He's called it the Great Transformation, and analysts predicted it would be the most significant change to Mexico's economy in a century.
Oh, I'm very excited. Very excited because we were there 20 years too early.
Jorge Piñon is director of the Latin America and Caribbean Energy Program at the University of Texas. He also worked in Mexico for the oil company Amoco when it merged with BP 2 decades ago. Back then, he says the company was already making bets that reform would happen. They partnered with a Mexican conglomerate to open convenience stores at service stations.
They were our partners. They were legally the Mexican representative that owned the service station, and Amoco was a partner basically on the convenience side. So the idea was that over the period, again, expecting energy reform to happen sooner rather than later, we would just then change the brand, and we would already control a number of sites. So we were 20 years too early, and then, as you said, energy reform came about, and here we are today.
How much of an opportunity do you see for all foreign companies from around the world to enter the Mexican fuel market now that these restrictions have been lifted?
I think it's considerable. You see already a number of major oil companies interested. BP just stepped ahead of the game. By the way, it's not only gasoline. You're talking about jet fuel at the airports. You're even talking about refineries. Mexico needs new refinery capacity. They have at least 2 or 3 refineries that need expansions, and there's a lot of people having conversations with Pemex today about investing in those refineries. And then, of course, you have the upstream and all of the deep water exploration that, as you know, is taking place now. Mm. So the whole value chain, by the way, from upstream oil and gas all the way to the retail pump is in the process of being a true open market, and that is a huge opportunity for American companies and for Mexican companies too. It is a market in transition, and it is a market that is growing. The two perfect combinations for people to get into.
I mean, Mexico is a huge country. I'm thinking like billions and billions of dollars at stake.
Yeah, the energy reform, by the way, and that is the long-term expectation of the government. That was the reasoning behind the energy reform. was not only that, of course, crude oil production was going down, that they needed new investments and new technologies. So, yes, the investments that are going to be coming into Mexico, both upstream and downstream oil and gas, are in the billions and billions of dollars in the next 5 to 10 years.
And in that time, there will likely be growing pains as the Mexican government continues to open the energy market. In fact, they've already started. Earlier this year, protesters rioted when the government removed subsidies that had been keeping gas prices artificially low. A liter jumped as much as 20% overnight, and that was a big deal in a poor country. Near Tijuana, a protester rammed his car into a column of police. The unrest became known as gasolinazo, and the lingering distrust over gas policy hasn't gone away. Back outside that brand new BP gas station, I met Jorge Padilla. He's the business editor of Reforma, a prominent national newspaper.
Really, yes, it was a surprise to see how angry people was with the prices. And people are very sensitive about this in their pockets. They feel it very, very fast, the impact.
It doesn't take long to see what he means. A line of cars stretches as far as I can see down the busy street. Customers just waiting for gas.
Let's go to see how many patient people we have over here. It's about half an hour people make in order to fill up their gas in this BP station. So it's really surprising to see.
So we are on a really busy road in the middle on the outskirts of Mexico City. So we're going to try not to get hit here as we traverse this line of people waiting to fill up their tanks.
Here. Señor, buenas tardes.
As we walk down the line of cars, Padilla tells me that people will be worried not only about higher gas prices, but also about getting skimmed. Because Mexican gas stations have a reputation. You might pay for a liter of gas, but you don't really get a liter of gas in your tank. We peer into an open window and meet a woman named Maren Colleen.
See, it's more, it works better, basically. And it's she feels that she's paying for what she's getting what she paid for.
How long would you be willing to wait?
¿Hasta cuánto está dispuesta a esperar en la cola?
15 minutos.
15 minutes.
A little further down the line is Roberto Izaguirre. The idling Uber driver tells me in English that he's willing to wait even longer.
Because it is the exact liter, not in other gas stations. That's why.
So you don't trust the other gas stations?
For sure, I don't trust them.
So we are literally walking along as the car is moving forward in this line. We're talking about Pemex and BP and the trust that Mexicans do or do not have in these brands.
Mind that the gas stations of Pemex, they are cheating us. That's why we are here.
Jorge and I step away from the exhaust fumes and the traffic, and he tells me that these are still the early days of energy reform. But having a new brand to choose from is a very big step.
People are fed up, basically. It's like you were forced to use for all your life just one type of gasoline, and suddenly there's another one. So you give it a chance. So that's the novelty, and people really are looking for the change.
It seems like BP knew the opportunity that it was presented.
Well, Gulf did it too, but they haven't opened it. And I think Shell, as long as I have known, they're not coming, not at this moment. But there are other players that will come. Total might come. So people, the companies are really looking for the opportunity.
But for now, the opportunity is BP's alone. It plans to open its second gas station here next month. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Mexico City.